Vegas. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Content. Listener discretion is advised. 3, 2, 1, go! Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, and it is Loveline. I'm Dr. Drew. That is Adam Carolla.
Yeah, hey, Drew, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. And the guest tonight, not just the love that exists constantly between us, but the great Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my God, there he is.
Here I is.
Were you hearing that echo, Jimmy?
I do, yeah. That's the ISDN connection, right?
We get no echo down here, so just talk.
Oh, we'll be all right.
Do what you're paid to do.
Oh, shut up, Drew. Don't start in with me.
Listen,
How dare you?
I'm in control tonight. Don't mouth off at me.
Yeah, really, Adam. Keep it.
You know,
yeah, I might turn you
funny?
Off and you have to go home and go to bed. Wouldn't that be awful?
Yeah, please punish me. I was standing next to Jimmy in the control room about 40 seconds ago, staring at him and thinking, Jesus Christ, I hope we don't have a guest tonight. I swear to God, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, well, here I am.
Yeah.
You know how my, I described this to Drew last time I was on the show. My penis isn't really in such good shape.
Yeah.
I peed all over myself about 34 minutes ago.
With the wiper?
All over my pants.
The wiper spray action?
Yeah, because I had to have the hole in my penis enlarged.
Yes.
And they did do it once, and then they did it again.
As
and
I recall, I was the one that kind of set you down that path, wasn't I?
You did. You did. Thank you. And they did it a third time. And the third time, it's large enough now, but there's no accuracy whatsoever. It's like a rainbird sprinkler, and it's totally unpredictable. I mean, it can sometimes it's perfectly it's straight as an arrow, and sometimes it'll actually go backwards through the urethra and squirt out my ass.
To get that
and
cool split stream
what
thing?
Happened.
Where one stream goes forward and the other stream goes left?
Sometimes I get that.
That's
sometimes
nice.
It just all goes in a crazy direction. It's ridiculous.
But it really is it's the cherry on your comedy topping. I mean, your comedy sundae. You have a seltzer bottle for a penis now.
You're right. I'm like a sad clown.
Wizzo. Line up, kids.
But I remember you describing the joy with which you approached that procedure as they poke those metal tubes, spikes down your penis.
Well, that's the thing. Every time I pee all over myself, somebody tells me, you better go back to the doctor and you better get that taken care of. And I always say this, I'm never going to the doctor again. Never. Because the only way to fix this is with that goddamn knife again. And that metal blade is never touching my penis again.
Well, describe it. It's more than a knife. It's a railroad spike.
I don't, no, Drew. The first time was the railroad series of graduating, like, you know, your grandma's needles that she uses for knitting?
Yeah, graduate.
Like, they jam those all the way down your penis.
Right.
And, but then, that didn't work, so we went to a surgery.
Ooh.
Cutting it open.
Nice.
With knives.
What did you do to deserve this? What caused your penile?
I've done a lot of things to deserve it.
Was this a masturbatory injury?
You know better than me. I don't know what happened. I mean, I do masturbate a lot.
He did hurt his penis in junior high masturbating.
How did Carolla escape without a penile injury? That's what I want to know.
Because we're cut out of a different cloth. I'm burlap.
That's right.
And he's velvet.
Okay, yeah.
You understand?
Sure. That's what I think of.
Carollas were meant to masturbate.
When I think of each of you, that's what
you
I think
know,
about.
You know when you watch those nature films and you go, how can that polar bear sleep on a block of ice with 70-mile-an-hour winds? And then you go, he was just made to do that.
Yeah.
That's what it's like when you see a film of me beating off.
Hey, Adam, can you and Jimmy use the same mic?
Well, your
mic sounds like S.
We will, but I can't.
There's a third mic, actually.
I can't promise you we won't start making out at some point.
Oh, this would be great.
Try. Yeah.
Get it on the internet.
Yeah. You know, I can switch those pretty easily. Hold on, Drew. Let me. You Phil, I'll fix this.
All right.
Oh, this
all
should
right.
be good.
Yeah, don't worry.
Drew.
Let's go
tell
some calls.
Tell everyone about how you played 7.5-man football
please,
in high
please.
School.
8-man football.
And that you were student body president of a class of 21.
12, be fair.
All right.
Oh, yeah. These don't fit. They're not the same.
Jimmy sounds better than you did a moment ago.
But I sound better now,
home.
Right?
Yeah, you sound fine now.
Jimmy's taped an M80 to the third microphone, and he's keeping his fingers crossed.
You can't put, can you pod this one
did
up
you guys come
not?
Right out of the strip club to the booth there?
No, but we're having there afterwards.
But I had a cocktail or two.
Oh, no kidding.
But you know,
were at a strip club, weren't you?
You know what's funny?
Come on.
No, but my life has become a strip club, so I no longer have to go into one.
Okay.
Outdoors is now a strip club.
What do you mean?
You know what's funny? Just shut your pie hole for a second. Whenever I tell our program director, Kevin Weatherly, why I should be able to do these remotes, how come no one can tell, and it goes off swimmingly without a hitch.
Here we go.
This is what happens. Yeah. That's the kiss of death.
Well, you're relying on the fact that he's sound asleep by this time. He has no idea what's going on.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know. We can't figure this out.
All right. So this mic's good.
No, everything is good right now.
Well, because my tongue is in him now.
We're French kissing right now.
Where is your tongue? In where?
It's in Jimmy. Okay. You know that his urethra is just big enough for me to dart my tongue down
it
now.
Why don't we take some calls? How about that, guys?
All right.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, sorry. All right. To break up the joy here, the party.
But. Go ahead. Right. Oh, you know what we got to do?
Huh?
We got to plug Crank Yankers.
Oh, yeah. That's why
Jimmy's here.
Goddamn
right.
I want to go to Hawaii!
Yeah, that's coming out this Sunday, 10:30, right after the Man Show.
Hey, Drew, isn't Jimmy here to plug this?
Yeah, has Crank Mania touched you yet, Drew?
Oh, I'm overcome with it.
Okay, because it's going to be big. We've been getting spectacular reviews. I don't know if you've seen them.
I heard that, yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Once again, agree.
Thank you. And the show comes on Sunday, 10:30. It's on after the Man Show. It's on Comedy Central, of course. And it's prank phone calls, voiced by Adam, voiced by me, voiced by a whole bunch of different people. And we we make puppets, and the puppets do the voices of the crank calls.
Drew, let me tell you something you're going to be happy to hear about.
Yeah.
We got 2 stars in the New York Post today. Crank Yankers did.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I'm down to -6 stars now. Not bad, huh, buddy?
There you go.
And chipping away.
Did your buddy review your show? Tom Shales?
Oh, that fat fag? No.
Okay.
I don't know if he did. Are you talking about the big fat fag, Tom Shales? That one? All right. No. I hope he does so I can tell him to kiss my ass. If you long to boff it so badly.
Adam,
all right, let's take some calls.
Just because you have a new show doesn't mean you've developed any showmanship.
Yeah. Stop preening smugly and let's take some calls.
This is Vincent at 16. Vincent?
What?
Hi, Vince.
What's up, man?
You tell us.
Well, I was at my girlfriend's house. We had minimum day, right? And we didn't know her sister had minimum day. And she was giving me head in the room, and the sister walked in, and she caught us. And now she's telling us, well, you're taking me here, you're taking us here. Everywhere we go, she wants to go. But she'll tell the mom.
How old is the sister?
The sister's about 11 to 12.
No. That sounds bogus.
Yeah, it doesn't quite fit together right.
Where does she want to go?
Well, when we go to the movie, she'll make us take, because she's really kind of like attached to her sister. And she wants to go everywhere with us. When I take her to the movie, she wants to go. Is she actually trying to blackmail you?
Or is she just trying to...
She's telling us, well, if you don't take me, I'm going to tell mom.
Or is she trying to protect her sister from you?
No, she's blackmailing.
Yeah.
You tell her she's got to give you oral, too, or she can't go. Jimmy just wrote that down.
She made me take her to the mall and buy her clothes.
No way.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't really either.
Look, you tell, this is, hey, listen, small fry, this is between her sister and her. You need her to handle this. And I just went up on this microphone like crazy.
Yes, much better.
Daniel,
much
Daniel.
Better.
Daniel.
Yeah, but I'm scared because I'm older than her.
Wait a minute.
I don't want her mom, like, because her mom's a Christian, like, she's all into that. You can't have sex until you're married.
All right, but you tell your girlfriend to handle her little sister just like I would have handled my little sister or Jimmy would have handled his little brother. Hey. Understand? That's the job.
Is Daniel
it's
like,
not his business.
Is Daniel potting the volume up and down on that damn microphone? Just like some sort of crazy chimpanzee?
Jimmy's now farting into the microphone. And oh, my God, no! Oh, my God. Daniel spilt a daiquiri onto the control board, and Jimmy just farted up the mic.
Jimmy.
Wow.
God bless you.
Wow. And let me tell you something. This Jimmy has his gas is knows no equal.
Adam.
No equal, Drew.
How many hobo?
No.
How many hobo power?
15 hobo power out of a possible 10. Horrible, horrible gas.
Stop it. You're
right into the face.
You're embarrassing.
Jesus Christ. At what age is this going to get old for you, Kimmel?
Please, I'm the host of a new very big talk show. I don't need this kind of depiction.
All right.
Oh,
all right.
My God.
Drew, pick a good call. Pick a nice young chick.
Oh,
man. Can you smell that? If I open a window and the jet stream's going the right way, you're going to get a whiff of that in about 5 minutes.
Lisa, wow. You know what? Dan Rather's going to smell it down the hall there in a few moments.
Yeah, really?
Dan Rather's picture just fell off the wall.
Dan would rather die than smell this.
Lisa, 29.
That's me. Hi
Lisa,
guys.
What's up?
First of all, oh, man. Oh, Jimmy and Adam, love you guys. Love you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You wouldn't love me so much if you were in this room right now.
No, you'd stab him with a number two pencil.
Okay, and Dr. Drew, no disrespect to your wife, but I am so obsessed with you.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, so anyway, my question is...
Interesting. You sound like the professor from Gilligan's Island. Fascinating. I'll compute that in my hut later.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so my question is, every time I get G-spot stimulation or I'm about to have a G-spot orgasm, I feel like I want to cry.
What? A juice box?
Jesus.
Oh, she said a juice box.
They've been hanging around your kids too long. Every time she gets a tropical punch.
Really?
Wait a
how
minute.
Old are you,
wait
Lisa?
A minute. You guys,
wait, how old is Lisa?
I'm 29.
29.
Did you guys spend the evening with Snoop or something tonight?
No. We're just punchy because we've been up for a long time. That's all.
Lisa, is it, you know, sometimes when people are like they exercise really hard or they exert themselves real hard, that sort of there's an emotional release where they sort of feel like crying or... Or sort of,
or like when Jimmy farts onto their face.
Yeah, well, that's pain.
You're like
that's,
weeping.
That's pain. That's different.
Right.
This is sort of release, like an attention.
Is that a second? Is there another one?
The same one.
Sorry. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So what? I'm sorry,
honey. The juice box.
What were you saying? Her juice box is
I've
full.
I've been trying to research it to find out why this is happening. But
no,
I can't
people. Well, all right. Listen, have you had any trauma around sexuality?
No, not at all.
Okay, some people that just feel women feel a sense of sort of a crying as a release with that kind of orgasm, with a very tense orgasm. Do you feel that? Like it's a good crying?
It's exactly what it's like.
Yeah, that's all right. All right.
Don't worry about it then.
Well, it's embarrassing.
No, guys are happy when they've done something. When there's something tangible has been produced, they're into it.
Yeah.
I had dinner with a guy tonight who was talking about a girl he went out with, and she started crying at the moment, and it was very disturbing to him. Very, very, very disturbing, and really, like, killed the whole deal.
That was probably leading up to the moment.
Yeah, I agree with Jimmy. You should kill yourself, Lisa.
She sent her a picture of Jimmy, and that's why she started crying.
Yeah.
There you. All right. Lisa, this is just you. I mean, if there's not some... latent thing that's coming out that you need to work out or some trauma from the past,
no,
and you're fine. And this is the problem with you women. We can't get a bead on any of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I want women to be like as if I'm a mechanic and I see a 84 Chevette come in and I know it. And then the next 84 Chevette comes around and I know it.
No.
I can fix it because I fixed the last one.
No, that is
that's the way you should be.
It's not the human. That's the way men are.
If women had a make and model, then we could figure this out.
Right.
But women don't have makes or models.
That's
what they need to be given.
Each one is different. Jim, each one is different.
But listen, they're not all totally different. Maybe there's like 75 varieties, like there are of cars, right?
Right.
There you go.
No, and
you
brand, like 7,500.
Yeah, but they've all been damaged during the delivery process somehow, and they all have their own quirks, and it's just a mess. I'm done. I'm going gay.
Speaking of Lisa and going gay, your friend, the comedian that was on Greg the Bunny, Lisa Silverman?
No, Sarah Silverman.
Sarah Silverman.
Yeah.
She made out with a girl tonight on that show.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it a puppet girl or a
no,
real
a
girl?
No, a real one. A real, real one.
Jesus
actually,
Christ.
Actually, I saw it on TiVo, so I don't know actually when it actually aired. But
you TiVo Greg the Bunny?
My kids did.
Are you hot? Really? That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Well,
they like
you should show those kids Crank Anchors that they use on Sunday night,
yeah.
Drew.
Okay.
Your kids
Hawaii,
really like...
Yay!
Is this going to be kid-appropriate material?
Yes, no, you should definitely show this to your kids. Yes, it's perfect.
After the man show, I would think it'd be even worse than the man show.
You would think, but, and yet,
no. It's a puppet show. So we had in mind, that's our target audience.
Yes, children. Oh. Young children should watch this show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my All right, God. Bring up the next call.
Chris, 17. Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Chris. What's up?
Hey, earlier tonight, I had sexual intercourse with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And we did not use any protection, and I ejaculated inside her.
Sweet. All right, so she needs to get the morning after pill?
All right, well, she's on birth control right now. But
wait, where inside her?
What?
Where inside her?
Inside her vagina.
Oh.
The vagina?
Vagina.
Jimmy's a big fan of anyone who says vagina.
Chris, I'm confused by your question.
She's on birth control.
She's on birth control. Not? What do you, why?
I was wondering the chances of her getting pregnant.
1 out of 10,000.
Really? All right. Also, I was talking to her about if she did get pregnant, if she would have an abortion. And she said there was, like, no chance, and, like, I was running...
Chris, she's on the birth control pill.
And this happened tonight, by the way. Yeah. We already had this talk.
She's going to deliver about noon tomorrow. Oh, no. Jimmy's farting again. Oh, no!
That sounded like he had, like, a diarrheal stool right there.
It's diarrheal stool. That was the name of his band in high school. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. What a coincidence.
Oh, my God. Wow. But you know what? Because I'm such a glutton for punishment. But...
No! That's what I love about Adam. He can't help but have a sample of it. It doesn't matter how bad he knows it is. He has to try some.
For him, it's great comedy. Jimmy's, what are you talking
Jimmy's
about?
Fart is such a classic smelling
it
fart,
is, yeah.
too. Like, if there was a scratch and sniff dictionary under the word fart, this is exactly what they would use.
Yeah.
Wow. It just sings fart.
I've got.
You know
Anus,
what I mean? There's
I,
no.
I got
There's
Anus
no questioning.
Give me the grouper face here, and I got Brian doing touchdown dances every time you guys do this.
I know, but Drew, do you know how sometimes a guy farts, and you walk in, and you go, well, who's this? Someone order a Denver omelet?
What is, cat box?
Smells like something specific,
yeah,
something
yeah,
weird,
right.
something kind of weird. Like I smell macaroni and cheese, and it turns out, but not Jimmy. No, you drive into the city, and you go, Jimmy farted.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's a man.
Now, who's looking at you guys? Is Matt there?
Thank you.
No, Matt is not here.
Daniel's in there?
Daniel is here, yeah.
Daniel's here. In the room with you?
No, he's safely in the confines of the next room.
Oh my God.
All right. Go give us another call. And so Chris doesn't need to worry about this birth control.
No.
And listen, but this brings up a point. Remember all those crazy, stupid... hypothetical conversations you would have when you were a young man with your lady that could go nowhere but to hell
mm-hmm.
and could cause nothing but pain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were pregnant, I would want you to get an abortion. And I wouldn't want to take you to a clinic. I'd like to beat it out of you with my fist. And then they start crying and they get all weird and then you never get laid.
If you were on a boat for 25 years with nothing but the captain of the football team... Would you have sex with him?
Right. And then they go, well, I don't know. Maybe I'd give him a hand job at year 18.
You bitch.
You whore.
You stinking bitch.
You whore.
But, Jimmy, you still do this kind of crap with Corolla, right? For $1 million, would you?
Jimmy, listen, and maybe you can clear this up, Drew, because Jimmy and I got in a big argument some years ago that I said you could live off of tap waters and churros. Tap water and churros for a year. And Jimmy said you would die.
Right. You might not die, but you get kwashiorkor probably. Protein malnutrition.
Alright, but you'd make it the year?
You might.
Yes!
You might.
And you would have sex with that captain?
Oh, of course.
Yeah! Alright, one more call before we go to break, Drew.
Jesus,
between the gas and the sharing the same, it's comical sharing the same mic with the gas bag over
Matt
there.
Matt is 18.
Hey, could we set up a pup tent in here too, or we could climb into a mummy bag or something together in a 69 position?
Maybe we could stick our heads in one of those astronaut helmets.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Yeah, let's put a plastic trash can over both our heads, and I'll finish the show with a cell phone while you fart.
Somehow, the fact that Jimmy has a nighttime talk show now makes this poignantly comical.
Yeah, it's funnier, right?
Yeah, it's much funnier.
I'll fit right in,
Matt.
All right, Matt.
Yeah.
How old are you, Matt?
I'm 18, man.
Good times. What's your question?
Well, I called it to tell y'all something, but first I want to know, Jimmy, what the hell have you been eating?
No, it doesn't
matter.
What
haven't I been eating? I'm in New York.
Pasta Fazool.
I've seen Jimmy drink tap water and eat styrofoam packing peanuts and produce huge gas. And just a steady diet of sawdust and kitty litter and hose water, and he would stink up this joint.
Yep.
Believe me, he could eat just charcoal briquettes, and he could stink up the house. Yeah, that's talent, Matt. One day, when you're older, you'll understand.
Keep trying, keep working at it, maybe get an internship.
That's right. Keep your foot in the toilet and keep reaching for the shower curtain.
All right, what I was actually calling for was I talked to Adam about 10 months ago. I had this friend of mine that was a girl, and I had feelings for her, and you told me to go for it, you know?
Gay feelings?
No, for her.
All right, okay. And what happened?
And I'm just calling to let you know, man, we are engaged.
Oh, cool.
And I just
want
to say thanks, man.
Well, now I'm telling you to dump her. I've got to break it off. But just ten months ago, you hadn't even laid one on her, and now you're engaged?
They have a child. For
wow. You're 18, right?
He's 18.
All right, let's have a nice long engagement, all right?
Like 4 years.
Like, I want you to have a longer engagement than Siegfried and Roy have at MGM.
Mirage. No.
All right, the Mirage. All right, Matt? All right. Drew, you put him on hold?
I did, because we have to go to break.
Good. I'm in a lot of pain here, Drew.
I've got some farting to do.
Yeah, Jimmy, please, just punish him. He has really hurt me a couple times with his own
That's
products.
Good nights. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so,
please,
I'm enjoying every second of this. And
having been
delivered by a big star, it makes it especially
Drew,
enjoyable.
Drew, I got an ass full of karma for him right now.
Yeah. You got a car full of asthma.
That's my book title, Ass Full of Karma.
All right. It's Love Line. I'm here in New York with the great and fartful Jimmy Kimmel, Dr. Drew, back in LA. And we'll be back right after this.
Hey, Loveline. Phone number here. Not yet stated that once tonight. 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Dr. Drew. I'm over here on the West Coast. I have Mr. Kimmel and Mr. Carolla. Are you still alive on the East Coast?
Yes, we is.
But, we're fine. I think it smells fine in here.
Well, but it's your ass full of karma that's killing things. So.
That is right.
That'd be a great CD name. Yeah, I'm clinging to life. And you know what makes it worse is when you step out. It's like climbing out of the jacuzzi and then jumping back in. It's painful.
Right.
I mean, I stepped out of the studio for 3 minutes and then opened the door and was hit with a hot wave.
Yeah, me too.
Of just napalm ass right in my face.
Your brain will even screen out stuff like awful Kimmel farts. You know what I mean?
Your brain can even detect it.
Your brain won't screen out anything. You know what I mean? You nothing gets past your brain.
Right. It's his nose that really is.
An ant moves across the table and Adam can't work. It's over. The day's done.
Yeah, I mean, how can I operate with this under these conditions?
Well, exactly.
Because I'm a pro, Drew.
I see.
And you can learn a lot from me.
Indeed, I could.
All right. Crank Yankers is the name of the show. It is coming out this Sunday. This show is funny, Drew. And I want all of America to know it. It's on After the Man show coming up this Sunday at 10:30. It's really.
Oh, I was thinking this is embarrassing, but I have to. I have a look.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You seem very embarrassed, Jimmy. Yeah, very embarrassed.
I am. I mean, I'm sorry.
Hey, Jimmy, can you go back to the old mic?
That one's and Adam.
Oh, yeah. No.
He's fine over here with Adam.
Oh, yeah. God!
Adam. I'm telling you, the great thing about Adam is he can't help but sample a little of each one.
No, it's like, listen, Drew, you work with these junkies all night, right? I mean, they know it's bad for them. They know it's destroying them. They
you
know
it's taste
physically
it.
Hurting their body,
yeah,
but they got to chase the dragon.
That's right.
I have to chase Puff the Brown Dragon every time Jimmy's ass comes in.
Because we call novelty seeking. You're novelty seeking.
Yeah.
You guys are acting like children. Let's get back to the calls.
This is it. Drew, if you could, you know how when someone breaks wind, how you want to go to the other side of the street?
Yes.
Imagine you two just tucked in talking to the same microphone
God.
Cloth padded room.
This gives me great joy.
It's way too hot.
Great joy.
Cloth is absorbent.
All right. Who are we talking to, Drew?
We're talking to Dan, who's 18.
Dan? Yeah. Hey,
what's up?
Hey. Hey, Adam, Jim. Nice talking to you. How you doing?
Jim.
Good.
Good, thanks, Dan. I'm fine, thank
By
you.
By the way, I'm not really one guy. What the hell have you been eating?
That's just it. A lot of things, actually. I've been in New York for a few days, so I like to sample a lot of different foods, many of which give me gas.
Have you eaten a rat by any chance?
No, I have not.
I think I'm done with Dan. With too many jack-offs. You guys are too enough jack-offs tonight, you know what I'm saying?
And
just
you
the
know,
two of you.
When it comes to Jimmy's ass, it's like my sister, you know. I can talk about my sister,
right,
but
right.
I don't want the other schoolboys talking about. Yes, I can bang Jimmy, and I mean, I can talk about Jimmy's ass, but I don't like the callers doing it.
Rachel is 15.
Thank you.
Rachel.
Hi.
Hey.
I have two questions. I'm on birth control.
Yep.
And when I've been smoking cigarettes and pot, and my friend told me that I can't be doing that because it's going to mess up the birth control.
Well, the cigarettes don't mess up the birth control. They increase the risk of taking the birth control.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, there's not in your age group so much, but over the age of, say, 30 and 40.
You could swallow the cigarette by mistake, thinking it's a pill.
The women who smoke.
My third sister went that way.
And take the pill are at the increased risk of having what are called vascular events, vascular problem, blood clots, that kind of thing, even heart attack.
What about ecstasy?
Well, you're 15, you're taking ecstasy, you have bigger problems than worrying about your birth control, I'm afraid.
She's got the pot, she's got the birth control, she's got the cigarettes, she's got the ecstasy. What else do you have, Rachel?
That's it.
How's finishing school going?
I've already finished. I'm out of school. I'm on break.
Mm. Oh, okay. What are you, in the 10th grade?
Yeah, I'm going to 11th.
You're a pretty good student?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'm
Honey,
serious.
What aren't you putting in your mouth? Is there anything?
All I take is beans and pot and...
What's it?
With the S word. All right, is she still there or did you hang up on her?
She's still there. You can talk to her.
Okay. Well, how about we convince her to cut out one of the things she's doing other than birth control?
The ecstasy. Cut out the
ecstasy.
Thing. That is the thing that is going to actually damage her brain.
Okay, so the pot won't really do anything when it's mixed with the birth control, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the cigarettes will have a negative effect, but that's over the course of many years, right?
And that negative effect is a risk of taking the pill, not the effectiveness of the pill.
Right. Okay. All right, so maybe, Rachel, you could cut out the ecstasy?
Yeah.
Give that up for Lent.
Yeah.
All right, make your parents proud. Jesus Christ.
I don't have the name on this one. What's your name? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Amy.
Amy, hi, Amy. Amy's 27.
Yeah.
All I can think about is my next fart.
Me too.
Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm on here.
What's up there, Amy?
I just had my mom die.
Jimmy farted.
No, unfortunately, I wish that was all it was. She died May 3rd.
Mm.
And I was wondering if you guys knew of any kind of coping or...
What happened? Why did she die?
It was a big surprise. She went
like
into...
A party?
Congestive heart failure.
How old is she?
62.
And she'd never had heart disease before?
She'd been having fainting since March and did not tell anybody.
But she never knew that she had heart disease?
No.
Wow, so she had a cardiomyopathy, huh?
Yes.
And from blocked vessels or from a virus or from
what? It was a dysrhythmia.
But what was the muscle disorder from of her heart? Don't know.
That's all I know is they just said on the autopsy there was a history with congestive heart failure, mm-hmm. cardiomegaly.
Yeah, which is cardiomyopathy. It's just the muscle of the heart is damaged badly.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry to hear about this.
Let's get to the coping part. Wait a second. This is why she's calling us.
That's right.
The hospital.
Hey.
But they say that laughter is the best medicine.
Oh, my God.
And Crank Yankers, which is coming on 10:30. Sunday night, Sunday, following the man show. It'll help you. For just that, was it a half hour?
Half hour, yeah.
That half hour to forget about your problems. I mean, that's really what the reward is for us. I mean, as comedians, that's all we get.
It's a half hour laugh hour, really.
Right.
Amy?
Yes.
Did the hospital give you any... The hospital usually have grief counseling groups, that sort of thing.
Well, I'm in a different state than my mom passed away in.
Okay. Is there a hospital nearby where you are?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, call and just ask for grief groups. They'll have referrals for you.
Grief
and it is the kind of thing that does well in... Cancel your cable if you have it. And and it's the kind of thing that's helpful to be in a group process. That kind of support you get from a group really does
help.
They
do. My grandmother goes to one of those grief groups, and now everyone there has lost a spouse, and now they want to kill my grandmother.
She's there to give grief.
That's right.
Not to handle it.
They'll turn their focus on her.
That's actually going to be one of the problems with Amy, is that most of the people in the group are going to be much, much older than her. But there may be some young people there, too, and it is important to find people who are young, who've lost somebody unexpectedly. That will be.
All right, Amy, do you have a husband or a boyfriend? Or?
I've got a boyfriend.
How's he doing?
Oh, he's trying to put up with me.
Is he doing a decent job with this? Because this is kind of make or break things for him, right?
We kind of got into it the other day.
Yeah. See,
he's back off.
Yeah, guys have to pretend to care in these times of tragedy, right?
Oh, no.
No, I'm serious. I'm just saying that to all you guys. You got to suck it up. I mean, right? Did he screw up?
No, I kind of need some more independence, I think, right now.
Oh, he's putting the squeeze on you?
Yeah, I think he's probably listening right now.
Oh, all right. Well, you cut him loose.
Oh,
good. Maybe he'll see you in the grief counseling thing. He just got dumped.
So does it get better?
What?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but
of course it does.
You have to deal with it. If you don't deal with it, if you try to just swallow it or ignore it, there will be a price to be paid for that. Okay?
All right, Amy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right. Take care of yourself.
Sorry about your mom.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Let me break down the grieving process.
You start saying the word break, and you scare me.
No, because I went through this with Jimmy / fart. First, it's denial. What do you mean? You couldn't have farted again.
Then it's deal making.
Yeah, then it's like, okay, if he doesn't fart again, I'll sit in purgatory for an extra 15 years.
You're begging him.
Then anger.
Yeah.
I'm gonna jump on you like a whoopee cushion until every ounce of that demon comes out of you. And at the end, forgiveness. Hey, if I had one, I'd let it fly myself.
Acceptance.
Right. Acceptance. That's right.
Forgiveness.
Sorry. And then forgiveness. Yeah. All right, hey, Drew.
Yeah.
We got another call?
No.
Come on, go find somebody, would you? Start doing your job, would you, buddy?
Tyler's 16.
Yeah.
What's up, Tyler?
Hello?
Hey, Tyler.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
You know, we had David Alan Greer in here last night, and every time we got a call from Sacramento, we freaked out.
Oh, my
Why?
Goodness.
Because of the Kings.
Wow!
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Sports Announcer came home. Why is he upset about Sacramento?
No, why would David Alan Greer freak out about it?
He's the Laker fan. Crazy Laker fan.
Oh, I got you. I didn't know he was a big Laker fan.
He's not. It's just it's black pressure.
Oh,
sorry.
Poor guy.
For the Kings.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's
yeah.
Me.
All right. Yeah, so how was David last night, by the way?
Oh, he was excellent.
He didn't show up, first of all. We had to hustle his ass in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But anyway, he didn't show up. Was
well, we, you know, we Ann and I both asked Adam, are you sure we can call him? So, no, I got under control. He didn't know what time to show up. So he showed up around 10.
Idiot.
He showed up around 10:15.
He thought the show started at 10:17.
He sat down. The show was underway. And he goes, you sorry? The show's on? What? Like, shocked.
Yeah.
No,
actually, he did a great job.
All right.
Yeah, really good job.
All right, what's up, Tyler?
All right.
In fact, don't bother coming back.
Yeah, first Bye. Of all, I want to say it's an honor talking to all three of you. You guys are an inspiration.
Thank you.
But I have been, I have been smoking pot and doing mushrooms for the past 2 years chronically.
Mm. Since you were 14, wow. My God.
Yeah, but I am now currently clean, and I've been clean for over 100 days now.
Are you in a program? Or you just absent?
Yeah, I'm working NA, and
God bless you, boy. Yeah, at 16, that is a tough thing to do. Good for
oh,
you.
Yeah. I mean, I went through detox. I was admitted into a institution for 72-hour evaluation.
Yeah, yeah. Were you suicidal or something?
Hmm? Excuse me.
Were you suicidal?
Was suicidal depression.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a revelation myself. I've been off Jimmy's ass for about a minute 45 seconds now. I've not smelled anything.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So
think about jumping out the window though.
One day at a time, you know.
Yes, very true.
Well, that's great, though. I mean, to have the sort of maturity and capacity for recovery at 16 is a great thing. So good for you.
Well, yeah.
His voice. Listen to
I know.
His voice.
Yeah, he sounds mature, doesn't he?
16 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, there's that. And also, I don't know what is wrong with me. but there is that still, I'm still an addict, you know.
Of course, that will
always be. Not anymore.
Perfectly cured. Drop out of the program, right, Drew?
I'm sorry.
You will always be an addict, so.
But, like, I don't know, it's chronically happening. I keep bending my neck and arching my back, constantly, all the time. And every once in a while, my hands and my feet will start to shake and go numb. And every once in a while, maybe once or twice a month, I'll have a gray out. And
when you've got Pac-Man fever, clearly.
you've
seen this before.
This back stretching, is it in response to a feeling of stiffness, or you just spontaneously go through this arching?
It's a spontaneous thing. I will try to not do it.
All right. Listen, you need
hold
Tyler.
On. Jimmy's arching his back, and he's, my feet have gone numb. He's let another one go.
That one wasn't me. That was Tyler.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Tyler.
Tell him what to do, Drew.
Here's the deal.
I'm going to try to get under the car.
It actually is important you see a neurologist. These things you're having.
Oh, wow. He can't help but smell it. Wow. He covers his face. And then he leans down.
I'm sorry, Tyler.
Oh, I told you.
Tyler, we all have problems.
It's a pleasure just listening.
Adam is very immature. Very immature. I can't believe he's behaving like
that. All right,
this.
Listen. Put Tyler on hold because I can't.
No, I got to finish with him, goddammit. Let me finish. You put you guys on hold.
A nickel for every 6-year-old junkie.
Thank you. Tyler.
Yes.
Okay, here's the deal. These things you're having with the back are called dystonias. And they can be a sign of a dysfunction of the central nervous system. There could have been some damage from the hallucinogenics. Not that you necessarily are going to have chronic disorders, but it does warrant an evaluation by a neurologist. And these brownouts, these grayouts you're having, could be seizures. And, oh my God, they're still at it.
It's brownout. Don't say brownout.
I've been listening to you guys for so damn long. I can't think about anything but brown.
All right, Tyler,
but do see a neurologist, okay?
I have one more quick question.
No, go.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I believe I read a study conducted by a scientist called Poe, and he said that chronic smoking of marijuana will cause and lead to brain dysfunction such as dyslexia, depression, and such. And I believe
No. Not dyslexia, no.
Okay.
But the depression you had was for sure related to the drugs you were doing.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Tyler. Godspeed. Let me say this about Jimmy Sparks. you know how you have a glass of orange juice and you don't think there could be any more orangey flavor in the world.
Yes, yes.
And then you look at a block of orange juice concentrate.
Yes.
And you go, wow, this is more.
Yeah.
That's what Jimmy's farts are. Like, it's actually more fart than fart. It's actually a concentrated form. When it hits the environment, it mixes.
Hold the phones!
Yeah.
I can't believe that!
It's just like the orange juice concentrate. It's like it'd be just like mainlining that stuff if you wanted a taste for oranges.
But here's what
it's concentrate. It comes in a concentrate. You understand?
We're getting it. We can practically taste it. We get that so clearly now. But what I find really stupendous about this is that the reality here is you guys sit around all day and do this anyway, right?
Not all day. Only when I'm able to fart.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's out on shoots and stuff. And he can't get back to fart.
This never gets old for you.
No, but here's the thing. When he does it in the office, I pace around, I open the door, I flap the window, and I have a whole ritual that I can go through. Tonight I'm trapped.
It's okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
And that's the real, that's where the ante has been up. That's the twisting of the knife in my belly.
Speaking of radio show and cross country trips.
Speaking of trapped.
Yeah.
Time for break.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a little break. Jimmy Kimmel is here with the special guest.
And you can go down the hall, walk out the side, walk down the hall and show them the pictures of Dan Rather and
Well, we did, on the way in.
Good times.
I got a rectum full of comedy tonight, folks. Stick around.
Crank Yankers is the name of his new joint. That's 10:30 this Sunday, right after the Man Show. We'll take a break, and we'll be back after this. Everybody, it's Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Special guest star, Jimmy Kimmel, everybody. From Crank Yankers, which is coming up this Sunday, 10:30 on Comedy Central, right after the Man Show. And let me just say this. If you are currently listening to this show and you enjoy this show, you're
in a real you're in a significant minority.
Oh, my God. My God. He just let another one go, Drew.
No, Jimmy, no.
Yeah, I'm going to start keeping a tally.
This is good.
I'm going to start keeping a tally. I'd say that was six, yes?
This is like the guy etching the days that go by in a solitary confinement cell or something, right?
Right.
Torture.
Yeah, this is good stuff. You're missing a lot in here, Drew. Let me just talk about crank kickers for 1 second, if I could, because it's a tough concept to understand. I know that Drew is insanely jealous of Adam and I and our various successes.
Insanely.
I know that you don't like to hear about this, but it's... The show is, it's like Sesame Street meets the Jerky Boys. It's a puppet show where we're making real crank phone calls, and it's real good. Everyone seems to like it.
Hey, Adam.
Yes.
Jimmy's had a little media training, huh?
Yeah. No,
good time.
Listen, Drew, you know what our problem is, and specifically your problem? You won't relish anything, you know? You got to sell it. This is a really good show, and... I think we're doing a service by alerting the young listeners of this show to watch it 10:30 on Sunday night. That's right.
Of us not to.
That is exactly right.
After the man show.
That's right. All right.
All right.
Who do we got next?
We're going to talk to Derek. He is 17. Derek.
Derek?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm on?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't believe him already, but whatever it is. Yeah.
Me neither.
Yeah.
What? No. I'm serious. This is true. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. Well, it's just, you know, sometimes I feel like the desire to be of the opposite sex.
Tell me more. What do you mean?
Well, sometimes I feel like turned off by behavior of like other guys, and like, I don't know, maybe my history with like my dad and my stepdad hasn't been so good, but
they've been physically abusive to you?
Well, yeah, my stepdad was, and my dad, he left really early, and I don't hear from him much.
All right, so understand, maybe it's that you really are trying to get back in touch with that male element that was so abandoning to you. Maybe it's that you need to be really so close that you actually want to, you know what I mean?
Hmm?
Well, wait a minute. Wait, are you saying that you're having homosexual thoughts?
No, I don't think I'm a homosexual. I just think that...
But if you were a woman, would you have sex with a male?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so you'd be
wait a minute, Drew. What kind of question is that? I'd have sex with a male if I was a woman.
That's a good question.
Woman.
No, many male to female transsexuals become a woman.
Oh no! Adam firing back.
A little salvo coming Jimmy's way. Yeah.
Many male to female transsexuals do that in order to be lesbians.
Yeah, but does he want to be a transsexual?
No, I would never. Like, want to take it to that level, but no, that's not the point. I'm just saying, I just have these thoughts, and you know, I get confused, and
You know what the safest thing to do?
Do you want to dress
like
what?
You should be a magician.
Yeah, that's a way of not declaring your sex.
Yeah, puts you in a limbo, and it's good career training.
Right. All right, but wait a minute. Let me try to get to the bottom of Derek's problem. And by the way, Derek, when I'm in charge, it's going to be either Derek or Dirk. One of those names is going to be eliminated. There will not be both.
Okay. That's my pseudonym.
Now, you are attracted to females.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't really have many friends.
But you hate men. You hate men.
You're not attracted to men.
No.
But you don't like men.
Not really.
Do you have any male friends?
The few who are nice to me, but for the most part, no.
Does the smell of a fart give you a boner?
No.
Oh, well, I guess we can't talk to him.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
But the deal is, though, you're so unhappy with men, you don't even want to be one.
Even listening to your show, I mean, you know, all those guys out there, they just seem like such screw-ups and stuff, and, you know, what they do in their relationships, and what I hear at school, and it makes me sick sometimes, you know what I mean?
All right, but you don't have any plan to do anything about it.
No.
Okay. Drew, put him on hold.
All right.
Just he's confused. He had a bad upbringing.
Yeah.
Little therapy. He's not gay. Thank God he's not gay.
I don't know.
And he might be gay. He's possibly gay. He's probably gay. I'm sure he's gay. Derek, you're definitely gay. You're currently inside a man.
He doesn't like farts.
He doesn't like farts. He may be gay like Anderson. All right. So, look, just take it slow. You don't have to make a declaration to your sexual proclivity at this stage.
Or
don't
really
cut
sexual.
Your penis off.
Yeah, right.
And get a little therapy for stepdaddy who beat you.
Right.
Drew,
okay.
Let's get one more in before we go to break.
It really is
time.
If you're gay, wouldn't you like the smell of ass, Adam?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It's interesting, but it doesn't work that way.
Really?
I'm so anti-gay,
so.
I can't even smell it because I puke.
Oh, you can't smell ass?
No, if I do, it just makes me so nauseated because I know where it's coming from.
Yeah, you would be in real bad shape in the studio right now.
I wouldn't be in the studio, I'd be gone.
You would be heaving like Jimmy on a fishing boat.
Yeah,
right now.
Anderson is outraged and offended at him.
Sorry,
at your puerile behavior. We got to go to break.
Okay, it is Loveline.
Yeah.
I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew. Jimmy Kimmel has joined us tonight, and Crank Anchors is the new show. 10:30, Comedy Central Sunday night. We'll be right back.
I
want
to go to Hawaii.
This.
Yay! 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 I want to go to Hawaii.
Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew.
Hey, Jim, you ever heard Adam's theme song?
I have, but I love it if you want to play it again.
Yeah, this is it. This is it right here. This is a song that plays as I enter the trendy bar with my leather jacket slung over my shoulder, bouncing in slow motion.
When you go to the strip club
tonight.
Wearing
my boots.
Yeah,
chicks checking me out.
Wearing your boots.
Yeah, this is my song. Yeah, you can picture me like going... It's like slow motion.
And Jimmy, here's what they see. Here's what the chicks see.
I can't even picture Adam out. Never mind in boots.
Let me tell you something about what is going on in this room, Drew.
You're still, you didn't take a break?
It's a night in heaven.
He just let one fly during my theme song. And how dare you break wind during my theme song?
Well, that's my theme song.
This is like running out on the field during the national anthem. Do you understand what a slap in the face that is, Kimmel? And number two, Drew,
yeah.
two thoughts.
Right.
One is, whatever I've done to you in the past, my worst night,
yeah.
put two zeros behind that because that's what Jimmy is doing tonight.
Oh, my God.
Number one. Number two.
Number two,
this studio here is really equivalent to Tupperware.
Yes.
I mean,
out in noonday sun.
I am still smelling Jimmy's first fart. You understand? I mean, I just opened the door and was hit with a wave of gas like the backdraft ride at Universal.
Here's the comedy, though, is that you were able to identify Jimmy's fart like some sort of special bottle of wine that is, you know, a certain year and certain chateau.
It's assertive without being pushy.
Yeah. It's the number one fart.
Yeah, my God, this is so bad.
Enjoy the bouquet. Swirl it around.
It's so bad. You realize I won't be able to bring these clothes onto the carry-on on the airplane in 4 days. They're still going to be that bad.
You have to burn them.
Yeah. All right, Drew, find the next caller. Please, Crank Anchors, everyone. 10:30, Sunday night, Comedy Central.
Bing
big premiere.
21.
What?
Bing? 21, yeah.
Yeah, Bing. That's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Jimmy about having trouble aiming.
Yeah. It's not aiming. It's my penis is defective. It doesn't work like normal penises do.
Oh, really?
And,
excuse me, it's peni.
Yeah, no.
You're right.
It's not peni.
Like normal peni do. And there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, there's nothing I can do about mine either. I have two holes in it. It splits off into a Y.
Isn't that nice?
Hmm. I had that once, yeah. They had to... why do you have two holes in it? Is it healed in the middle of the one hole?
Well, what happened was I was born with it. I think my mom had gonorrhea or something when she was pregnant with me.
Really?
She was a slut. But anyway.
Well, Bing's a barrel of laughs.
Yeah, Bing's a barrel of laughs. Anyway.
Bing, you ought to do greeting cards. So your mom's a slut. You have two holes in your penis. And now what?
I have a real tough time aiming. And I was just telling Jimmy that, you know, I feel where he's coming from. All that good stuff.
It's a septate urethra. So it's not, one of them doesn't dead end. They're just a septum right down the middle, right?
Right, Right.
All right, so septic urethra. Yeah,
that happened to me, and I had to have it sliced open. And that's what you should do.
Oh,
probably.
You had the dual action?
Well, here's the dual action. It comes out of both, yeah.
First, I had a very small urethra, as you know. Then they made it bigger, but while it was healing, the middle part healed up.
Oh.
And so then I wound up having two holes.
Oh, boy.
Which was no good. Then they had to cut it open again. And now I have one hole, but there's no accuracy whatsoever.
Yeah.
And it's completely unpredictable.
And his balls are above his penis.
Yeah.
That's right.
They're
nice.
On top. He wears them like a hat. Yeah, he's a mess down there.
When I was like 12 years old, my mom told me that she was going to have me go to the doctor and he was going to take, a knife to my penis. And I was scared. I cried for days because I thought a doctor was going to come near me with a knife.
Me too.
Drew, will you get rid of Bing, please?
Well, I don't know of any evidence that gonorrhea in the mom has anything to do with these septate urethrae. So.
And Kimmel, if you'd start urinating in the sink like moi,
I have started.
I knew you'd come around. Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Another fart?
Yeah, I farted again.
God.
Yeah.
Mike is 15.
Yeah.
What's up, Mike?
Hi. Okay.
I gotta go.
You gotta have a little less.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Oh man.
Yep.
Wow.
It's all natural.
Jesus Christ. What you is sure that? You're not on the juice?
What is that in Corolla? What is that? Give him a hammer. See if he hits himself over the head.
No, you know why? Because I'm bothered by the fact that there's a fart floating around the room somewhere and it's going to sneak up on me. I'd rather confront it.
And you won't get the full effect.
Yeah, Mike. Like I'm one of those guys. If I think there's an intruder in the house, I run downstairs with a bat. I don't hide under the bed and call 911. That's the way I approach life. It's not for everybody, but it works for me.
All right, Mike.
Yeah.
You give 110%.
That's right.
What's up, Mike?
Okay. Whenever I shave, I get, like, monstrous amounts of zits pop up.
Monstrous amounts?
Yeah.
And when you don't shave?
What?
When you don't shave, there's no problem.
When I don't... Well, after I shave, they'll then, they'll go away eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But if I shave again, they pop up.
I can help you with this, actually. I know a lot about shaving, actually. What kind of razor do you use?
Why do you know a lot about shaving?
I just do.
It's something I've really experimented with and studied.
Why?
Drew, do you remember, didn't I give you one of those hot lather dispensers?
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm really involved with shaving.
He gave it to me.
What kind of a razor are you using?
Oh, that's right. Adam passed the one you gave to him onto me.
Gillette kind.
Okay. That's the problem. This Gillette razor is the greatest razor in history, but it's a little too good for certain people because they're not really zits. They're ingrown hairs.
Right.
They look like zits and they turn into zits, but you're getting too close to shave. What you have to do is, a lot of black people have this problem,
right,
actually.
Right, that's right.
You have to get
stay
this
with
10...
your family and raise your goddamn children.
Right. And besides that, though, there's a product, and you go into the black beauty supply stores. It's always funny to go in there, first of all. And it's a whole new world, but they have something called 10 Skin.
Yeah,
is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's what
it's called. And you have to. It takes months to apply it to really get it to work. But once you've applied
like
it
hell
for months,
too, right?
Yeah, it's good.
But once you've applied it for months, your skin gets conditioned to a point where you can shave and not have a problem.
So do you use it like a shaving cream?
It's more like a lotion.
But do you use it when you shave, or do you use it
after you shave?
After you shave, yeah.
Huh.
Hey, is Mike still there? He is talking about his face, isn't he?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
Mike, did you get all that? You know what to do?
Yeah, kind of. I don't think we have a black beauty store here.
Where are you?
Utah.
Selma.
Yeah, no, you definitely don't. Call Carl Malone. He can help you. No, I would go online then. Look for Tend, T-E-N-D, Skin.
And here's the other thing, young Mike. You can use Oxy-10, too. You can just lather that on
after
the infected area. Yeah, after you're done shaving. That'll knock stuff down pretty good, too.
Huh. Hey, Jimmy, what about you think about the Kiehl's cream?
I like it. Yeah, it's nice stuff. Yeah, I'm on to the whole spread-on cream that comes in the jar now. I have a whole process that I go through. I take a shower. I put this pre-shave oil onto my face.
Jesus.
Well, in the shower, I'll put conditioner from hair conditioner on my face just to soften it up a little.
Oh, my God.
I put the pre-shave
oil on. Before you masturbate or after?
No, I don't masturbate in the shower.
Oh, wait a minute. Adam, please.
No, that's his cousin.
That's cousin Sal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Didn't you leave a present for Adam in the shower one time?
Well, every once in a while, but this is not. Yeah.
We might as well get into that.
I actually fired that from sitting on the toilet into the shower. To be fair to me,
he was actually land based.
No way. No, you're standing over the tub.
All right, look, we got to tell this story, but I want Jimmy to finish his shaving thing first.
So I got an oil, pre-shave oil, which I put on my face. It's really just like oil. It looks like olive oil. And then there's a shaving cream that I cover my face with. Then I shave. I use the Gillette Sensor XL. I think they have a step up now. And then I'll put on some, if there's any blood spots, I put on the Styptic pencil. And then I have a aftershave lotion.
Wow. You know what's funny? It's like he's Rula Lenska when it comes to his facial care, and then he blows a big fart and fans it at me with a peachy folder. And it's really an interesting dichotomy.
Yes. The great thing is, look at me right now. I look like Vlade Divac.
He hasn't shaved in 3 days.
It's such a process. It takes hours.
Let me tell you about Jimmy beating off in the tub, but let me say this first, Kimmel. You should hit it. We're at the same hotel.
Yeah.
I hit the steam bath and then took the shave.
What
today.
Steam bath?
There's a steam bath in the gym floor of the hotel.
I don't like to go near the gym.
Very nice to hit that steam bath and then hit a shave.
Oh, what a nice fart in that steam bath.
Wonderful.
Jimmy and I were, for those of you who've heard this story before, you're hearing it again, tough ass. We stayed at a hotel outside of Seattle for the Final Four when UCLA was playing in it about 6-7 years ago. And it was really a motel.
Yeah.
You know, K-Rock, Trip Reeb, all those cheap sons of bitches. It was a kind of motel that when a car pulled up, the headlights would go into the room that you're in.
Yeah.
And we were doubled up on this, twin-size mattress, and we're having to do the morning show out of Seattle, and it was a good 50-minute drive, and so we're getting up at like 4:45 in the morning. Jimmy got up at 4:30, hit the shower. I got up 5 minutes later, hit the shower after him. It was one of those cheap hotels that didn't have good sewage or drainage, and the tub was still filled with about 14 inches of water by the time I hit it to take a shower.
And it's always pretty, too. It's a hair and soap scum floating around.
Right.
Nice.
Very nice. Yeah, really.
But all that paled in comparison.
Yeah. So I'm taking a shower. I'm not sitting in the tub, but I'm standing shin deep in Jimmy's used water. And about halfway into my shower, there's a tap on the door and a friendly warning from Jimmy saying, be careful, I beat off in there.
And then loud screaming.
Yeah. It was probably capped with a nice fart.
Yeah. Something wrong with me.
Yeah.
I was laying in the other room giggling like a maniac.
What went through your mind? Should I tell him? Should I not tell him? How should I do
it? It took too long for him to notice, so I had to yell something in there. I was hoping he'd just hit it on his own.
My left calf had to be aborted. Actually,
by the way, 3 months
later.
When it's floating on water, there's no way to get it off you. I mean, it's like a homing device.
My missing link, hairy shins, there's probably still some in there. I'm sure if you shined a woods light on it, one of those black lights through, you could find some of Jimmy's semen on my shin.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? You know what I love about men as opposed to women? Mm-hmm. If a woman did the equivalent of that to her friend, they'd still not be speaking, by the way.
Oh, you can't even headline news.
Yeah, that'd be it.
They'd be talking about their ass for 44 years.
There would be a cat fight and followed by a long breakup and then a lengthy legal battle.
Yeah.
All right, who are we talking to next?
We're talking to Bob, who is 19.
Bob?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up,
Bob? Good. What's up?
All right, my question is for Dr. Drew, mainly. Mm-hmm. About 3 weeks ago, my friend tells me that he has been masturbating while hanging from his neck. Like from the rafters, like he ties his dog leash around his neck.
Dolphin.
And masturbates like that.
Perfectly normal, perfectly natural.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Good times.
Maybe for you. I've never heard of this before, but
Drew does do this.
Well, that's what you did in the shower, right, Jimmy?
Right. But he used
shower
curtain.
Shower curtain, of course.
No, but seriously, guys.
Well, here's the deal, Bob. People do this, and they don't do it infrequently. It's actually always surprising to me how often this actually happens. And not infrequently, they will actually kill themselves. They actually inadvertently.
Well, that's the problem. About 2 weeks ago, they said that he committed suicide.
Yeah, sometimes those are accidental. These guys are masturbating. They get going too far. They slip off the chair. The rope gets going around their neck, and that's.
Oh, he's dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
Holy.
Yeah, this happens. It does happen.
Yeah.
But everybody thinks that it's a suicide. But there's no note.
And yeah.
He had a wonderful girlfriend who I really appreciate. She's a great friend of mine.
Huh.
And he had good parents. And everybody says that it's a suicide.
This is what you call a spooicide.
Well, what about so sensitive, Jimmy? What about the fact that his pants are around his ankles and there's Nivea next to him?
That's what I'm saying, because his parents found him in the garage.
And then he had told you he was doing this stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, he didn't come out and tell me. I mean, I kind of had to pry it out of him, but.
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on. Something's not working here for me.
Hey,
Bob knows, and Bob is speculating on what really causes death, and his parents or anyone else, the authorities would know, because they came upon the crime scene. Obviously, you can't clean up when you're dead. So,
absolutely.
What's the question?
The question is, I'm pretty sure that the parents know that he was masturbating, but nobody else knows.
Well, why does anybody else need to know?
That's what I'm saying. Should I say anything or not? Because
no.
His girlfriend
yeah.
is
fraud. it's important. It's important that the town know.
Yeah.
Maybe you should talk to his parents and come up with a plan with his parents as far as the girlfriend goes.
Well, wait a second.
But wait, if the girlfriend
thinks he killed himself,
that he killed himself, you know,
but that would be too weird a discussion, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but on the other
how would you start that conversation? Because you really don't know that the parents know this. They might have gone to the coroner, and they may not have told them yet. Who knows?
I'd stroll in there, and I'd say, let's put our cards on the table. Your son liked to jack off
a
little bit too much.
Yeah.
He's in a better place now where he can
hang
himself and beat up. Listen, a couple things. A, my grandmother gave me this speech when I was like 19,
really?
Telling me to be very careful.
When you start doing this.
I was thinking, listen, forget about hanging myself. I'm going to put a pistol in my mouth, you old hag. Are you kidding me? You came my grandmother telling me not to hang myself when I beat off? Drew, seriously, you should cut a PSA. Talk to your publicist about getting a PSA.
But I want to do it with your grandma.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Okay, so this is an interesting dilemma because you don't want the girlfriend thinking that she was responsible. I mean, when there's a 19-year-old male who kills himself, oftentimes it's over a relationship, and I'm sure she feels a lot of guilt and probably some responsibility for this tragedy.
Exactly.
So you don't want her to think that. On the other hand, this is a very embarrassing topic to broach. That's what you're saying, right, Bob?
Yeah, and she's like manifesting all these things about how, you know, they got in a fight and
I don't know. I'm starting to think okay, Bob, put Bob on hold, would you please? This could be bogus,
yes,
but if I were Bob, I would go feel the girlfriend out and then up in 2 weeks. But I would say to her, look, you don't 10 days. You don't think you're responsible for this, do you? I mean, how are you feeling?
Right.
You don't feel guilty,
absolutely.
Whatever. And if she said, "Oh my God, I'm going to kill myself.
Right.
I caused him to do it. I know I did." That's when you pull the leash out.
I think that's correct. The leash.
Well, you got to produce some evidence.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
This is not going to work without a demonstration, by the way.
Susie is 43.
Jesus, Drew, you have two boys, right?
Oh, my God.
I mean, statistically, it's probably going to happen to one.
Oh.
I mean, let's be honest. Hey, listen, you're a man of science. Statistically, most likely one, maybe one and a half. Of them. Okay?
Hey, just out of curiosity, did you guys hop out on the 54th Street there and have a drink during the break or something?
No.
Just breathing in the gas.
I caught Jimmy's second wind.
Literally.
All right.
Susie, 43. Susie.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for everything you do for teenagers. You're required listening in our house in the evening before the kids go to bed.
See?
Thank you,
Susie.
And well, where do you see Crank Yankers?
Yeah, 10:30,
well,
Sunday night.
You know what, Adam? We don't have TV. I'm sorry to say that.
Cool.
I
what?
Have TV.
Nice.
What?
We don't have TV.
Good.
That's child abuse.
You yank the TV.
Well, the kids came home, and they all they did was sit in front of Road Rules and stupid stuff on MTV.
Loveline.
I cut the cable, and I ordered the paper, and now they actually sometimes accidentally open the paper and start to read. So,
cool.
It's been a good thing.
Let me tell you what happened. A tornado hit the trailer park and pulled the cable right out of the side of the double wide, right? Be honest, no. Susie.
No, Adam, I swear.
All right. What else up, Susie?
Exactly what happened.
All right, what's up?
So anyway, Adam, I'd just like to know, I'm very curious, how did you propose? You blew me off in the lightning round last
night. Oh, this is you? Listen, here's what happened. All right, I got engaged, and then I broke up for a year. And then my girlfriend, once we got back together, she was like, she kept bothering me to get married, you know? So,
very romantic. I hope she's listening.
Well, listen, here, quite frankly, here's my thing. I'm getting married. Isn't that enough? I mean, that's the way I look at it. Do you know what I'm saying?
He's not kidding at all.
It's like when you're a kid, it's like your dad is driving you to Disneyland. Does he have to put on the chauffeur's cap or can he just have his dignity? Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Just give me my dignity. That's all. So she finally...
So it wasn't really a proposal. It was a capitulation.
Maybe. She kept bothering me about, you know, when... So I said, look, we'll get married. Stop bothering me. And she said, well, you haven't engaged... We're not engaged. And
I said, you haven't asked me.
We don't have to be. We just set a marriage date, and it's taken care of. You know, I did the math. And she said... Anyway, she kept bothering me. So finally, she was wearing her engagement ring, but it was on her other hand.
What again? You actually got her a ring, but what, did she go buy it herself?
No, it was her old ring.
Oh, my God.
For the last one,
she moved it to the other hand.
Okay.
And so I pulled it off the other hand and put it on the other hand while we were watching the Tough Man on FX.
Very romantic. Wasn't it BattleBots?
No, it was probably, I know where it was. It was Friday night. I think I was watching a Tough Man competition. Yeah. I got down on one knee, but I beat the count, and I was back up.
Oh my God.
I was just saying, I don't go for all that. I'm trying to set a tone.
Here's how Adam from Foss. All right.
Jesus Christ, I hope you choke on this goddamn wedding.
So then we need to think of a new word that describes what it was he did. It was like a marriage argument or marriage
capitulation. It's called not getting married.
Yeah, that's right. It's not being single.
That's right. Yeah. I've not gotten married.
Yeah,
all right.
We're going to break.
Thanks. Get rid of that Susie. And by the way, should you be calling yourself Susie after the age of 40? Shouldn't it at least be Sue or Suzanne at this point? I'm going to pass a law along with my Dirk Derek thing. All right. Drew?
I'm ready.
All right,
we're going to
take a quick break. Jimmy Kimmel, our guest tonight. Crank Yankers, 10:30 Sunday night, Comedy Central after the Man Show, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Jimmy Kimmel, our guest tonight. Dr. Drew is back in L.A.
Uh-huh.
Crank Yankers is the name of the new show that Jimmy and I are doing. It is on Comedy Central. It's 10:30 Sunday night.
Tell me something.
It's a good one.
Is Daniel still sitting there looking at you guys?
Nah, he was tired. We're in New York right now, and
he got bored.
We did Howard Stern this morning at, 5 o'clock. We had to leave the hotel.
Yeah, it's all right. It's 2:30. And tomorrow we get up at 7:30 to do Good Morning New York or Fox.
Fox and Friends.
Fox and Friends.
Well, I like them. They're fun.
Drew, yeah? Did we do that Fox and Friends?
I've done it a couple times, not with you, I think.
What is Fox? Who are their
friends? It's the Fox News Network, right? It's the one over there on Avenue of the Americas?
We don't know.
No, but they don't have any friends, clearly. Huh. It should just be called Fox. Huh. And then a whole bunch of crap. So we're in a great mood. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hang on a second. You just did Stern one time?
Yeah, we just did
Stern
this morning.
Yeah, they got a boxing match tomorrow, so we're not on tomorrow.
And then you're going to do it the next day or what, Monday? Or no?
No. Why aren't we doing it Monday?
I'm doing Letterman on Monday, and we're both doing The Daily Show on Monday.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, we're busy.
Yeah, we're big stars.
Yeah, I understand
All
that.
Right. Yeah, and with that comes some responsibility. We'll accept that.
All right.
All right, Drew.
Here we go.
Who's up?
This is Josh, 30.
It's me, Josh.
Yeah, good.
Hey, I just wanted to say first off that it's a real privilege and an honor to be able to talk to both Adam and Jimmy at the same time.
Really?
Thanks.
If only you could smell me.
Huh.
Yeah.
And one thing, Jimmy, really quick, after the shaving and everything is over with, you know, your prep work and all that,
yeah.
Don't forget a fresh man pond.
Yeah. Yeah, man pond is nice.
Very important.
That was a commercial parody that we did on The Man Show, which was it was just a big guy.
So they always sound so bad when you describe them, but it basically is just a tampon for the ass. Nice. Yeah, I like the masculine, personally.
Masculine, that's good too.
Yeah, that was a detergent that's specially formulated to remove protein stains.
Male protein stains.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
All right, Josh, what's up, buddy?
I'm having a problem with being able to get away from my girlfriend. She sleeps with other guys on occasion, and it makes me jealous as anything, and I can't seem to get away from her because I'm thinking about, in the back of my mind, the guy she's with, and she's getting banged while I'm not around, and it drives me crazy, and yet I can't, for some reason, get away from her because I enjoy the sex when and if I'm getting it, and I don't know how to walk away from it.
Is she your first girlfriend?
She's my first long-term serious relationship.
Yeah. Are you afraid you're not going to get sex anywhere else if you let this one go?
I guess so.
Is there something wrong with you?
To be completely honest.
Is there something wrong with you or something about you we should know?
There's nothing wrong with me. I've just, you know, maybe it's just the self-esteem thing. I'm sure it is. But
well, why is this your only girlfriend at age 30?
Well, I've been with her for 7 years.
All right, she's trouble, though.
And the whole time she's been sleeping with other guys?
I've been finding out this actually from her father.
Oh.
Which, you know,
God.
She lives in a trailer and I live in an apartment. And it's funny, I know, but he tells me that occasionally, you know, guys are over there for the weekend and stuff like that. And then when I ask her about it, you know, of course it's not true, you know, according to her.
But maybe she's sort of telling you something. Maybe she really needs to get out of this and doesn't know how to do it either. And so she kind of acts out as opposed to being more honest about her desire to end this relationship.
Well, wait a minute. How old is she?
She's
12.
Younger than I am.
30.
Okay, just say 30 wise.
Right.
Okay, so I hate doing the math for everybody. She's 30, and she's still living in a trailer with her dad?
No, she doesn't live with her dad, but they live in the same court. It's a Springer thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, really? So the dad sees guys coming in and out of her trailer.
Exactly.
What's your dad do, just out of curiosity?
He's an electrician.
Okay.
Well, what do you think? He was a CEO of a Fortune 500 corporation. Just chose to live in a trailer. True. Use your head. All right. Look, break up with her.
Yeah, I'm breaking
up. You have to do this.
What do I do to get my mind off of it? To get over the jealousy? To
get another girl.
You got to hang yourself and beat off.
But he won't get another girl, Jimmy. That's the problem. He's going to go out there with that desperation on it.
You know what you got to do?
Right.
This is a good plan.
Be serious.
Ask.
With me.
I am going to be very serious with you.
All right.
Ask 3 girls a day out. Make it your commitment. Make it, just say to yourself, I'm going to ask 3 girls to go out with me.
Okay.
It's going to work out eventually.
And that's keeping me occupied on doing something more positive, right?
Well, listen, when you get another girl, you're going to forget all about this one.
Absolutely.
No question about it.
Right. But you know what else, Josh, and all our male listeners, is everyone gets fixated on how am I going to get by without this chick or how am I going to win this chick back. If you want to get fresh tang, as Drew calls it.
Orange, grape.
You got to just work on yourself. You're living in an apartment, live in a house. You got a job that pays 30 grand a year, get it up to 45 grand a year. Start doing push-ups.
But more important, really, than any of that stuff is to ask.
Yeah.
Put yourself out there. Yeah.
What Jimmy said. But you burn too many calories trying to convince chicks you're so and you're not. And chicks will be attracted to you if you got a good gig and you don't need them.
Sean, 34.
Hey, guys. Good radio tonight.
Thanks, Sean.
Adam and Jimmy, I need your guys' help. Drew, no offense, but you're too passionate. We're trying to narrow down our names for our babies. And
my wife came up with these, and I know you guys will give me some good pointers.
Yes.
Bryson, Hunter, Jacob, Aiden, Skyler, and Joshua. You got to help me.
Well, let's go through them one by one if we could. Go through. What was the first one?
Bryson.
Okay, Peebo Bryson.
Man,
that one's
no good.
Bryce, a short Bryce is not too
bad.
But
Bryson
sounds like a hooven animal.
Yeah. What's the next one?
The other thing, though, it's a strange phenomenon that happens to parents is that they think they're discovering the most creative, never thought of before names, when in fact everyone their age is coming up with the exact same damn names,
except for the blacks. The blacks do a word jumble where they actually take a handful of vowels and consonants and they put it in one of those lotto things that spit. They actually write the letters on ping pong balls, and however they come out.
I thought it was like, it was on Soul Train, and Don Cornelius puts up the word scramble.
That's what it is. No, they do it. Let me tell you, I'm serious. I've studied the blacks. Drew, do you know this? They take the ping pong balls. They just put all the letters of the alphabet in the first 19 that come out. That's the name of the girl. And whatever order.
So let's go through the other names.
I met a black guy named Lamangelo. True story.
Lamangelo.
Lamangelo.
All right, so that's good. So right, Bryson, no good. Question mark by Bryce, possibly.
Hunter,
no. You know what? Because it's going to be very ironic when he's gay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's going to be real funny.
That's okay. What I'm saying. Hunter's no good because there's going to be you're going on another
three.
Penis hunt tonight?
What's the next? Joshua?
Josh is all right, but that's almost like a cop-out as a
Josh
parent,
is
right?
Way overused. Yeah, a lot of Josh is overused.
And we couldn't think of anything. We went with Josh.
What's the next one?
Skyler.
No, that's a chick.
That's a girl's name, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a soap opera chick's
name.
Okay,
Aiden.
Too much AIDS in it.
Yeah, too much AIDS.
Well, that's Sex in the City. The kid guy in Sex in the City was named Aiden.
Why don't you name him AIDS, though? Why don't you name him HIV?
And how about Jacob?
I like that.
Yeah,
I go
Jacob
for Jake.
Yeah.
But Jake is a nice way to go about it.
Yeah.
And it's important too, my name's Adam and I got screwed because my parents couldn't lengthen it when they were pissed. You know, like you can call Jacob Jake, you know, when he's a good little boy. Come here, Jake. Yeah, good boy. Way to swing the bat. But then when you're mad, you come home and Jacob! Jimmy, I guess your parents could call you James if they got angry.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
They'd use my middle name, James Christian.
Oh, they'd add the middle name when they got mad?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, let me ask I have a son named Tristan. Is that, what do you think of that?
I wish you'd called her.
Yeah. That is pretty fey, yeah.
Means warrior.
I like Tristan. I do.
Yeah, it rhymes with fistin'.
Oh, come on. Well, that's why, you know, I need you guys to give me some good advice.
All right, so you're down to Tristan and Jacob. You guys make the choice.
Yeah.
There's already a Tristan. It's his other son.
Oh, I see.
Jacob, definitely. Jake.
Oh, Jacob.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Hey,
all right.
Nice job on Stern today.
Thanks.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Good luck with the kid.
Tristan means warrior. Please. And here's the thing. Names, they have to sound right. Here's what it really means, except for no one knows what it really means. Yeah. Doesn't work when he's getting his ass kicked.
By the way, you know what my last name means?
Kimmel?
Yeah.
He who farts constantly.
In what language?
It's German, my last name. Kimmel.
Do you know? What?
It means caraway seed.
That's proud.
Yes, it's a proud and fearsome history. My lineage is one of great pride. Guys who collected worthless seeds for bread.
Stuck them onto Kaiser rolls.
Glued them onto Kaiser.
It really means caraway seed?
Yep.
Yeah. The Kimmelers. The Kimmelers.
Ever hear of Kimmel bread?
Oh, Jesus, that is pathetic.
Yep.
I kicked my dad right in the nuts for that one.
Yeah, it wasn't his fault.
I still blame him. All right, who's next, Drew?
This is Christy, who is 28.
Christy.
Yes, I have a question for you guys. Mm-hmm. I think before I ask the question, though, I should probably clear up some background information. I'm 20.
Sorry.
And whenever I was between the ages of around 4 and 5, I was raped. I remember around 2 or 3 times. I don't know if there was any more.
Mm-hmm.
I am married, and my husband works weird hours, so whenever we go to have intercourse, it's usually like around 2 to 5 a.m. Whenever we are going to do that, it seems like I just get nauseous. and it's nothing against my husband. I love him dearly, but I just physically get sick.
Is he the only guy you've ever had sex with?
Yes.
And has it always been this way with him?
No. No, it's just I have been kind of ill in the last 2 years.
With what?
I'm still trying to find out. I've had what we think is some kind of ovarian problem, but honestly, right now I'm doing a lot of testing trying to find out what it is.
Well, pelvic pain is this. Oh, was that
Jimmy
again?
Speaking of illness.
I'm getting ill just hearing this. But, Christy, the pelvic unexplained chronic pelvic pain is one of the symptoms of having been sexually abused.
Well, typical rape hours are...
Yeah,
hold on, is that mountain or a standard?
Well, be that as it may.
I set my watch here.
For whatever reason...
Jimmy, you got one coming about 4.
Those hours are no good to you. Why don't you do it during different hours?
Right. Well, I know. And
it makes sense.
Yes, of course, it does make sense. And we do it during different hours. But
okay.
It seems like if we just have to be messing around and if we're going to do it during that time, I just become nauseous.
Well, who did this to you, by the way?
My cousin.
Your cousin.
Yeah.
And then this went on for a number of years? A
couple of years.
Okay.
I remember around 2 or 3 times it happening. It went on around a year. But
how much older than you is your cousin?
How much older? I think around 5 years.
All right.
What state do you live in?
Oklahoma.
Because it's legal.
That's
no.
What
is that? At no. Eastern Standard Time?
Central.
So, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I'd move to, like, Hawaii or something. It'd be, like, 5 hours difference. And
right. You'd beat it on a technicality.
Yeah, really.
I
want
to go to Hawaii. Yay!
Yay!
Yay! I want to go to Hawaii.
Yay! Hey, all right, so listen, Christy, you got to get some therapy anyway. You slice it because of what your cousin did to you. She doesn't sound that bad off for someone that's been through what she's been through.
Basically fine.
And there's going to be some residual effects of this kind of trauma.
And realize probably that pelvic pain is another one of these physiologic responses to having been traumatized.
Right.
That there are imprints left on your central nervous system from these experiences, and pain and anxiety and all kinds of funny things can be a result.
Well, I am going actually to, I've gone to the gynecologist several times, but it's just these real bad pains have happened about.
Christy, they're probably residual.
Put her on hold.
Okay?
What's your drill?
Pelvic pain is a common phenomenon related to previous childhood sexual abuse, all right?
Do I need to tell the gynecologist about it?
Absolutely.
This? Okay, thank
you so
much.
He doesn't keep going to more and more aggressive kinds of evaluations.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Christy, take care.
You too.
Drew?
Yeah.
We gotta take a break. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna throw myself in a volcano. Okay.
Well, try to see if the farts stop.
I'm
sort of as a human sacrifice. Please, dear God.
I'm basically gonna take the coward's way out.
You're gonna sacrifice to the volcano gods of Jimmy's ass.
Don't worry. I'll finish up here.
Yeah.
Do your work, Jimmy. Will you?
Yeah.
Finish him off, will you? It's cool to me. You're linger like this. Finish him off.
It's very interesting. I went out to the hall, and the picture of Golda Meir from 1973.
Crying.
She's now holding a handkerchief in front of her face. It's true. Have you seen that? You didn't notice that?
I remember that picture. Notice. It did not have a handkerchief before.
Didn't have a handkerchief,
no.
Did it?
No.
All right. We'll take a little break. Crank Anchor, Sunday night, Comedy Central, 10:30. Jimmy Kimmel, Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew, and we'll be right back. Buddy Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Jimmy Kimmel's our guest tonight. He's here plugging Crank Anchors, which is our new show, which is on Comedy Central after the Man Show, 10:30. Coming up this Sunday and then the next 9 Sundays after that, and then probably some reruns. So check that out. All right. Let's take a few more calls here, Drew.
Lynn is 23.
Hi.
Hey, Lynn.
Hey, Lynn.
I have a strange question.
All right.
I've been taking birth control for about 3.5 years, ever since I had my son, and recently I was put on a different medication that makes you kind of get the runs a lot.
What medication?
Atenolol.
Okay.
And what's going on is I missed a period, and some people told me that if you get the runs a lot, you kind of are shooting the birth control right through your system. So I was wondering if that's possible.
No. Yes, this is what happened to me, Drew. That's how Jimmy got pregnant with Katie, his first child.
Interesting. No, Lynn. Although just about anything can influence the effectiveness of the pill. This idea of it somehow changing the transit time through your system. No.
Okay.
But it's still no good if she's got the runs all the time.
Yeah. Why are you taking the Atenolol?
I was diagnosed with SVT.
Yeah, but there's a lot of other things you can take. And plus, they can teach you how to deal with it when you get it. They teach you how to bear down and splash water in your face and all that stuff.
Wait a minute. SVT?
It's called supraventricular tachycardia. It's actually PSVT, paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia. And it's a normal thing, Lynn.
Hold on a second. And you are you a real doctor or just a love doctor? Okay, go ahead.
Those words excite you, huh?
Just go.
What's
it do?
It just gives you a fast heart rate in paroxysms.
What was happening is I was passing out at work and things, and I was actually not able to even lift anything. Or I have the Wolff-Parkinson-White.
That's different. Wolff-Parkinson-White is a different thing. So, all right, so that's why you're on the Atenolol. All right, so then you have to take it.
Let me tell you this. If you passed out at our work at the man show, you'd wake up with a mustache drawn on your upper lip, a penis drawn on your back, a butt plug in you,
a wolf tattoo.
There would be videotape of you performing what looks like fellatio on a corpse. It'd be a disaster. Can you imagine passing out at our work?
We should hire her.
No, but Wolff-Parkinson-White can be a kind of dangerous thing. In fact, if you get atrial fibrillation on top of Wolff-Parkinson-White, it can be really a mess.
Yeah, so, well, my concern was the fact that I was told not to get pregnant.
Yeah.
So
and
have that straightened out and set up.
Yeah. Them. Are they going to do some ablation therapy on you?
They haven't really decided what to do yet.
Okay.
Because they say I'm pretty young.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine.
You'll be fine, sweetie. I know.
You need to take the Atenolol because the stuff that we usually use for true SVT would make Wolff-Parkinson-White worse.
Yeah.
Drew.
What?
Drew.
They said calcium channel blockers might make it better, so I don't know.
Well, they can also make it worse. So it's Atenolol is what you want to use for WPW. So.
My prescription, get those handy wipes that you use on your ass for the toilet.
Oh, yeah. We heard about that, Jimmy.
Not the ones from Clorox. The ones.
Mr. Clean.
Yeah, not the Mr. Clean ones.
Yeah, if they're pine scented, it's probably a good clue about not wiping it on your ass. Jimmy wiped his ass with those counter wipes for many a day before his ass finally caught.
They look like diaper wipes, right? They're in a diaper wipe.
Well, listen, my wife introduced both the diaper wipes and this new Clorox or whatever it was product. The same week. So upstairs in the bathroom, we had the regular Friendly's powder-scented ass wipes, which I started using, and which worked quite nicely. And then downstairs were the toxic, burning, disinfectant toilet wipes, which I was also using on my ass.
The tile cleaners.
I don't know if you've ever poked around in there, but it's very tender and it's very sensitive.
Mm.
And it's not to be fooled with. And its chemicals are not to go in that area.
And Jimmy, Adam told me he has to use those wipes because he said otherwise it's like taking peanut butter out of shag carpet.
Oh, Drew, please.
Yeah.
Here's really what happened with Jimmy's ass. He awoke a sleeping giant with those wipes. He angered the giant, and now the giant is seeking its vengeance upon my nose. That's basically what has gone on.
Amber,
that I am being punished
15.
For the crimes of Jimmy's hand.
Amber,
yes, go ahead, Amber.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Amber. And
hey, Amber.
Hi. I have a weird question, but my friends want to have a foursome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's me.
Golf?
Huh?
Bowling.
I hope it's golf you're talking about.
No, it's... Hold on, okay?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, no problem.
Jimmy, let's talk more about your ass.
Yeah.
No, it's...
We've only dedicated about 40 minutes.
My ass wants to have a foursome with Hitler, the devil, and Green River Killer.
That's right. All right.
Oh
well, who wants to have this foursome, Amber?
Me, my friend, Janae, and I don't know if I should ask my boyfriend, but I met this this guy. His name's Atenol. And
yes,
I don't know
it's important that we know their name.
Yeah, that's why we don't believe it.
Do you only hang out with terrorists?
No.
You got Janae and Atenol? Jesus Christ. What happened to this country?
Full of shoe bombers.
They're all shoe bombers now, Drew.
Full of them.
All right. Hey, Drew.
I've had an ass full of karma. Let's go.
Yeah. You close up shop for us.
I will do that.
We're tired. We've got to go back to the hotel. Yes, all right.
No, cannot have. Buddy. Cannot have.
No, cannot. No. Could I have some extra tahini on that falafel? No. How about you take $20 because I don't have... No. I like to substitute the baklava with the baba ganoush. No! That's my impression of everyone who runs a Middle Eastern place.
All right, guys. Thank you, Jimmy.
Being kicked off.
Crank Yankers is the show.
No.
That's right.
That's right.
Sunday night at 10:30, Comedy Central after the Man Show.
God bless you all. I'll be talking to you all Sunday night from back here in New York.
Excellent.
And Drew, is anyone? Do we have a guest Sunday night?
Kennedy, Sunday night.
Oh, good times.
Yeah.
That'll be comfortable. Yeah. I owe her like 45 calls.
Oh.
That'll be great. I'm going to blame that on you. You go with
it,
okay?
I'll go with it.
All right. We'll be back.
Bye. Well, that'll do it for Loveline. I'm Dr. Drew. Adam and Jimmy have gone off into the sunset. I imagine climbed into a cab together. God only knows. I hope Adam survived this. But I somehow feel very, very gratified by that, listening to that whole experience. I mean, I've suffered through a lot with him and his ass, and, you know, it's nice to get some retribution. It really is. Well, show's over. Kennedy is our next guest. Next week we have also Tim Stack from Son of a Beach. And in the meantime, until the next show, we hope to see you then. This is Dr. Drew on behalf of Adam Carolla saying mahalo.
I want to go to Hawaii. Yay! Yay! I want to go to Hawaii.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.